This is KUT. High speeds are one of the biggest killers on our roadways. As city officials tackle an uptick in traffic fatalities here in Austin, speed limits are bound to come up a lot. But it's unlikely that city officials will be able to make significant changes to speed limits once everything is said and done. There's a reason for that. It's because officials and engineers don't really set speed limits. We do. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains.
So about 60 years ago, we actually changed how we set speed limits in this country. It's this engineering theory that is pretty much dogma now. Around the country, and especially here in Texas, the way we decide how fast people should drive is through something called the 85th percentile theory.
The basic way of using that methodology is that you assume that 85% of the drivers on a roadway are driving a safe and prudent speed.
That's Kelly Reyna. She's a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Transportation, which I'll just call TxDOT from here on out. Anyway, the way the 85th percentile theory works is that it assumes drivers are, one, responsible and prudent, two, want to avoid a car crash, and three, want to get to their destination in the shortest possible time. And with those assumptions, we set limits at the speed 85% of these reasonable and prudent people are driving.
Because the thought is, for the most part, people travel at a speed that they feel comfortable with and safe.
And this is Eric Bollick, an engineer with Austin's Transportation Department. Bollick says the city, like pretty much every city in the state, also uses this method for calculating speed limits. That's because this is a federal engineering guideline. Bullock does want to point out that even though it's the main way we set limits, his agency in some cases looks at other things, like curves in the road, existing bike lanes and driveways. But all in all, this theory leads to major decisions about the speed limits we post. And Billy Fields, an assistant professor of political science at Texas State University, thinks we're doing this all wrong.
The opposite way of looking at it is, why don't we design our roads for the speeds we want people to go?
Fields is an expert on how transportation and urban planning can mitigate problems like traffic fatalities. And he says he's pretty skeptical of a lot of practices we developed decades ago. And that includes this 85th percentile theory.
The very limited set of research that I've seen on this basically says that a lot of that early research wasn't highly scientific. And that research then gets embedded in our practices, and it becomes the status quo. And it's so difficult to dislodge the status quo. It's basically like this bureaucratic inertia, and it just stays, even though the research wasn't there to set it in the first place.
Fields is a big proponent for getting speed limits in residential areas here below 30 miles an hour. He says at 30 miles an hour, you have a 50% chance of dying if you're hit by the car.
And that is really problematic because most of our streets are above 30 miles an hour.
In comparison, he says at 20 miles an hour, you have a 10% chance of dying. But a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in residential areas is nearly impossible to get right now in the current system we have. The state legislature only recently started allowing municipalities to post 25-mile-an-hour speed limits. But to do that, and this is important, the city needs to conduct a traffic study using, you guessed it, the 85th percentile theory. Here's Eric Bollick.
We get requests to look at speeding in neighborhoods, and we take a look at 25-mile-an-hour streets and 30-mile-an-hour streets, and they generally come out about the same 85th percentile speed. So, and that's just kind of more evidence that just lowering the speed limit won't necessarily have a large impact.
And these kinds of studies can stop a proposed speed limit change right in its tracks. I asked Kelly Reyna with TxDOT, who I mentioned at the top, about this. I kicked her the scenario. Let's say someone lives near a state road where the speed limit is 60 miles an hour. But let's also say there's a growing neighborhood around it, and there's this concerned person who thinks it should be lowered to 50 miles an hour. So TxDOT sends out an engineer. They record the speed cars are going one by one. And then they find out 85% of drivers are actually going 65 miles per hour.
We have to follow what the speed study tells us. And so if the majority of people are flying through an area where people want someone to slow down, that's where we come back to following all state laws.
She says in this case, they can't lower the speed limit. In fact, because 85% of folks who are driving 65 on a road posted at 60 miles an hour, the state could very well go back and actually increase the speed limit.
I mean, that's our job, is to make sure that the roads are as safe as possible. And, you know, there are disadvantages to setting speed limits too low, too far below the 85th percentile speed.
Raina says setting the speed limit below that 85% mark can make the road less safe. That's because it goes against that natural flow of traffic, the way people feel best driving. Ultimately, Raina says people need to watch their speed on the road. She says the safety of roads in this case is up to drivers. And because of our policies, that's literally true. Billy Field says leaving something as important as speed in the hands of drivers or even law enforcement is short-sighted.
The enforcement seems like the easy place to sort of handle this, and you want enforcement. You can't not have enforcement. But underlying this is engineering design lines and guidance, and that's harder to change, and we tend to not focus on it as much. But speed is the crucial factor. We shouldn't have high-speed traffic in our neighborhoods. And when you do, you have a fatality problem.
And I should point out that TxDOT and city transportation officials want drivers to be safe on the roads. Obviously, that's the most important part of their jobs. Both Kelly Raina and Eric Bullock stressed how important this is to their respective agencies. In Austin's Vision Zero plan, officials identified high speeds as one of the main culprits for traffic deaths. The plan, which is only a draft now, calls for speed studies and a way to work with local and state governments to lower default speed limits. Of course, the plan also stresses the need to make sure people are complying with those limits. And there's a part of the report that includes some community feedback. A local activist made a note about speed limits. They said, quote, "Lowering speed limits is not a radical idea." And even if a Vision Zero action plan can't call for under 30 mile per hour speeds, they said, then this plan is doomed to fail. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.